This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Memorial Day 2019 edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to our great radio station affiliates across the country. And thank you very much for carrying the show. Thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, and for opining. We've had some people, we've been mentioning their names during the first hour. And by the way, I forgot to say hello to Ms. Bueller, who's listening to us tonight on the network. Thank you very much for tuning in. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers too, for their service to America, keeping us free and safe. And just because it's Memorial Day, a national holiday, they are all on duty keeping us free and safe, and we thank them very much. Now, to all the people working on this Memorial Day Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and even though the bulk mail centers are closed, the drivers delivering the mail are still bringing their trailers in and dropping them off. And thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, I'm going to play every year at the same time. I play the same rendition of the America's national anthem, because Ms. Rosemary is on assignment, as she is doing what she does on a holiday weekend. But I'm going to play this version of the national anthem, and we do this in conjunction with Mission Barbecue.
I'm Captain Matt Bruce. We now invite you to join us here at AM 860 The Answer as we take a moment with our friends at Mission Barbecue to honor our country with the national anthem.
until right now, that has been the absolute best and the gold standard of all the national anthems done for people to try to emulate or one-up, if you will. And that was Whitney Houston. She did that version of the national anthem right here in Tampa, Florida at the Super Bowl. And I remember watching the game. I remember watching her do this. We were leading up to the Iraq War. A lot of things were going on right then and there. And, boy, whew, was that something. But anyway, Memorial Day, May 27, 2019, which is right now, today, the origins of Memorial Day trace back more than 150 years to the final days of the Civil War. Now, because of the availability of flowers in the spring throughout the South, ceremonies honoring Civil War soldiers killed in battle were held in the spring, and they weren't restricted to a single day at the end of May. It was all spring long. That's how this got started, according to the History of Memorial Day compiled by the National Endowment for the Humanities. Now, the holiday was widely observed in the South. The main force behind the Memorial Day ceremony was a Union general by the name of John Alexander Logan. He was a former general and commander-in-chief of the Grand Army of the Republic. He wrote a proclamation declaring Decoration Day. Decoration Day evolved in more than just a general holiday by the turn of the century, because in 1902, President Theodore Roosevelt paid homage to both the Union and Confederate soldiers in a ceremony at Gettysburg, because in Chicago, citizens honored not only Union soldiers, but also Confederate soldiers who had died as prisoners of war, decorating their graves with flowers. Again, they were still putting flowers on graves at that time, not flags. Now, by the time America entered World War I, Decoration Day was no longer just a holiday to honor the Civil War dead, because the holiday was observed across the United States and honored all soldiers who had died in American wars, regardless of what the wars were, including Confederate soldiers still. And grave decorating continued, but somewhere along the line, the term Memorial Day came forward, which has been used as far back as the 1880s, but it became increasingly popular after World War II. Congress made the name official in 1967, and a national holiday was declared in 1971. Henceforth, Memorial Day, May 27th, 2019. And we remember, all gave some gave all. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm being brought to you this segment by our buddies at the USCCA. Now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And remember, they know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own, because the last person standing in the event you have to defend yourself is going to be the first person the police look at. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to check out membership in the USCCA. I'm a member, and I have been, and I'm very honored and proud to be a member, as well as a spokesman for the USCCA. But you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day a different gun, changes at midnight. And if you join, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some material that they have, not only some videos and some books and magazines, but also you'll get that really nice carry-all bag to put all your different supplies in, to go hunting, to go fishing, to go camping, whatever it is you want to do. And it's worth the price of admission, so to speak. The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, well, we're going to go right to the telephone lines. We got our buddy Nelson up there in Jasper, Florida, listening to us on 107.5. Hello, sir.
Hello, Captain, and a happy holiday for you. You know, Memorial Day is so important. For instance, now, I live in Madison County, Florida, just outside of Jasper, and right. The idea is that we, although I am not native to Madison County, and I am from Maine, but in Madison County, we do not even know who the last World War One veteran was that died in the county.
Wow.
And I think that's a shame. And we have three or four veterans of World War II that are still with us, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. But I think that we need to know this, and we need to say even to mark not only the first person, but the last person. and not to have him or her go undistinguished. But I also wanted to say, Captain, that I do travel back and forth between Madison County, Florida, mm-hmm. and Valdosta, and in Georgia, mm-hmm. and on the interstate. And mm-hmm. I stop in at Pilot, because that's the one there, but also Flying J would apply.
Yep.
I have mentioned to the clerks that I appreciate them advertising for your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, there are a lot of people on the road today
mm-hmm.
and tomorrow, and they'll be, and I think those are stations mostly on the interstate, but I...
Yeah, most of them are, but there's a few of them that are off on the U.S. highway somewhere, yep. Mm-hmm.
I see. Well, anyone that is listening to us tonight could, when they stop in and get gas, say thank you. Thank you
sure.
for advertising on your program.
That would be nice.
It would be.
Yeah.
And I thank you, Captain, for letting me say this.
Well, they're nice people, and we enjoy being able to work with nice people.
Absolutely. And I think that these nice people who are also listening to you
yep.
need to be able to say and feel good about
sure.
having said, oh, wow, not only in my neighborhood, but on the road, 5,000 miles away, 2,000 miles,
sure.
500 miles away from where they live. And this way, hey, they can multiply their voice.
And one of these days we'll be making a trip up in your direction, because we're going to come up there to do something for Scott James, who's running for mayor in Valdosta. And when we do, I plan on stopping at not only that Flying J up in there, but also that Pilot, and I'll let everybody know when I'm going to do it.
Absolutely fantastic. And by the way, this may or may not be time for a joke, but I have been interested in politics literally since the 8th grade, and
sure.
I'm in my 70s now. And the idea was, and I had read a newspaper article about a senatorial campaign in Vermont years ago, and there was, we're talking 30 or 40 years, and the governor of Vermont was running, who was a Democrat, Huff.
Mm-hmm.
He was running against an incumbent Republican
mm-hmm.
who was a moderate, as Vermont goes, a moderate Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor, the Democrat, had signs all over the state indicating he was a candidate for governor.
Mm-hmm.
But he also was into the bottle.
Ooh.
And everybody knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican candidate wanted to figure out, how can I tell people that he is that sort of person? You were talking about Nancy Pelosi earlier, and I know.
Well, remember what I said. Remember what I said about Nancy?
Yes, I do.
She had the highest bar tab of any Speaker of the House. Not only flying around in the aircraft with the when they used to bring the bottles on the plane,
right.
but also whenever she'd throw a party, she had the highest bar tab paid for by the United States government. Thank you very much. When she was Speaker of the House.
Absolutely. And so the idea is, how do you get into the campaign without looking terrible and that sort of thing? So the
mm-hmm.
idea was, a Republican came up with this plan. He says that he saw the governor, his opponent, his signs plastered all over the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It said it all.
Kind of like the Burma Shave signs years ago.
There you go. Yeah, those political signs of his opponent, Governor Huff, was plastered all over the state. You have a great evening.
Thank you very much, Nelson. So, and by the way, to the folks up there that he was talking about, the pilots, there's several pilots in between me and Valdosta. We thank you very much, and the Flying J's too. There's, let's see, at least two of them that I can think of right now. Maybe three. There might be three between here and there. But anyway, thank you very much for being a part of the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's an honor to be able to represent you on the radio. And by the way, while I'm doing that, let me just drift on over here for a second, because the pilots you won't recognize. If you haven't been in one in a little while, they've got Arby's now, Chester's Chickens, Dairy Queens, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subways, Taco Bell's, Wendy's. Some of them even have Dunkin' Donuts in them, especially up in the Northeast. And by the way, Dunkin' Donuts serves food now. It's not just about donuts. And if you haven't been in the Dunkin' Donuts lately, and oh, by the way, They are American. They don't get into their politics. It's not like that other place. We call it $7. Used to be $5, and that's all the way I'll describe it. $7. Dunkin' Donuts stays clear of things. They sell their coffee. They want people to drink coffee, and they want to serve as many people as they can. So remember, you'll find some of them in the Flying J's and or the pilots to boot. And in the Flying J's, you might find a Denny's, maybe a Huddle House, Moe's Southwest Grill. I've been in two of them here within 100 miles of me, and each one has got a Denny's in it, and I kind of like that. Denny's aren't bad at all. And there are some other things that you won't get anywhere else. Don't forget, you need to weigh your truck. CAT scale usually found. How about the travel documents, the express permits and whatnot? They got the transport permit thing there. Trip packs to get your load information into your dispatch as soon as possible to get paid. Yep, got them too. Some of them have truck washes. Some of them have the audiobook rentals, the pay phones, the high-speed internet kiosks. ATMs, always. Western Union, always. Check cashing, always. Public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet. And don't forget, in the bigger truck stops, Flying J's and pilots, you'll find lounges with big screen television so you can kick back and relax while you're on your off-duty time there. So don't forget, pilot or Flying J, tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And it's not your father's truck stop anymore. Things are really nice out there on the road when you have to pull in somewhere. So give them a chance. Now, when we come back, we're going to be taking a break here and couple minutes here, about 90 seconds, and I just want to tease that I'm not doing my normal military news segments today, and I didn't do them Saturday, and I kind of changed the routine up a little bit Friday because it is Memorial Day, and I want everybody to get a grasp on what Memorial Day is about, because still, in my travels on Saturday, I had some people coming up to me, families, believe it or not, families, saying, well, thank you for your service. And I guess that was because I was wearing my veteran's cap. But they were saying, thank you for your service. And I said, well, thank you very much. But please remember Memorial Day is for those that gave all, that made the ultimate sacrifice. And a couple of people looked at me like, you know, what? And one child said, you mean they died? And I said, yes, young man, they died. It was a young man. I said, yes, young man, they died, and we honor them for their service to America. And he turned around and looked at his daddy, and he says, Daddy, is that right? And his daddy said, yep, that's right. But the kid didn't know it. He was about maybe 8, maybe 9 years old, but he didn't know it. What the hell are they teaching these kids in schools? So, you know, for some of the adults, some of the millennials, some of the Z generation, we're going to explain it again, but we're going to play something that's very respectful and very remindful of what the day is all about. So, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy is going to lay out the telephone number here in case you want to opine and tell us who it is that you remember on this Memorial Day. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors and cleanup is continuing after a monster tornado touched down in Oklahoma. The small town of El Reno was hit hard late on Saturday. It demolished a hotel
and ripped through a mobile home park. Survivors described the destruction in the town, which is about 25 miles west of Oklahoma City.
I looked out straight out the window, which was busted, and saw my neighbor's trailer rolling over.
When we got up, the whole house was overturned.
El Reno Mayor Matt White.
We can confirm that we've had two deceased, two fatalities, and we've had 29 transfers to different hospitals. So it's a very serious traumatic event.
The residents say the tornado was so fast they had only a few minutes warning before it hit. Just days ago, the residents of El Reno were battling high water and flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
I hear people say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? Your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me. It'll just breed anger, that's what the experts say. If it was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day? See your homeland under fire and her people blown away. Have you forgotten when those towers fell? Still inside, going through living hell, and we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war. You can bet that they remember what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? All the loved ones that we lost and those left to carry on. Don't you tell me not to worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
No, I don't think any of us have forgotten, and I don't believe any of us have forgotten about the people that gave all on this Memorial Day, because, you know, a grateful nation today says thank you. And a special minute of remembrance will come at 3 p.m. this afternoon when everyone's asked to stop whatever you're doing and just take a moment of silence, a minute of silence, 60 seconds of your day, to honor those who gave it all so that we could be around to live and celebrate in any manner of celebration that we have, including respectfully honoring all of our war dead. And today, a grateful nation says thank you to those that we lost. And everybody has a story somewhere along the line. Everybody has a story. So it's going to be one of those days where when you see the veterans dressed up in their garb and when you see people around the cemeteries. And by the way, this is a day when I would strongly advise, if you've got children and you can possibly do it, take them to a national cemetery. Take them to one of the military national cemeteries. Now, I want to play this from Ronald Reagan.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers
is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Trettow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Wow. Ronald Reagan, back in 1982, that time. I played the other one from 1984, and those are actual comments he made on Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. And on this day, we reflect on all those comments made by very famous people that came before us and by not-so-famous people that will be speaking today at cemeteries all across the country. It won't just be national cemeteries. There'll be services held in private cemeteries, in local towns and on the streets, the parades, because, yeah, they still have parades on this day. That's another way you can honor the military. Take a little American flag with you, find it anywhere you can find it, and go out and wave it on the street. Take your kids with you if you got kids, and if you don't, take a chair, sit down, and honor America. All right, when we come back, we're going to take another look at our weather for the truckers, the highway and byway. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, so never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Alrighty, that thing from Smokey and the Bandit, otherwise known as Eastbound and Down. Loaded up and trucking, Jerry Reed, and don't forget Fred on the front seat. And gee whiz, Smokey out there with the Bandit. To see the Bandits out there, and the Smokey's chasing them, and Frog is on the front seat, and all kinds of craziness going on, right? The Bandits, Smokey and the Bandit, those movies are classics, and they're still a lot of fun to watch. Now, this portion of the program, My Trucker's Highway and Biber Report, is actually brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you, your home away from home. And as you heard Nelson say from Jasper, he drives down every night from Valdosta and stops at one of them there en route. And want to say howdy howdy to you folks up there in South Georgia at that Pilot in Valdosta. I believe it's Valdosta, the one he's talking about, because I know there's another one down there, I think on the state line. But anyway, it is what it is. But You'd be surprised what might be in a pilot these days. Could find at Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Why, heck, you might even find a Dunkin' Donuts. Or, if it's a flying J, you'll find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And I've been in all of those different restaurants at the different truck stops that I've stopped at in the 100-mile radius that I've got, because there's three of them here within 100 miles of me. So every now and then when I'm out on the road, and I don't mind stopping in, saying howdy, howdy to the folks. And sometimes they know who I am and sometimes they don't. But more finding out about the Captain's America Third Watch, talking about their great place of business because they are our newest sponsor. Now, a moderate risk today, all day, of severe thunderstorms is in place for the threat of widespread damaging thunderstorms, the wind gusts that come with it, large hail, and some tornadoes again in the same places where you've been seeing them across the southern and central high plains. Now, there's a moderate risk for excessive rainfall with flash flooding and flooding, which will continue from the North Texas Panhandle into southeastern Nebraska. Meanwhile, in the southeast, we will have temperatures over here, once again, in the 90s, and in South Georgia and the Panhandle of Florida, hello, 100-degree temperatures. And it's just the way it's going to be. You've got a heat advisory tonight in the Panhandle from Tallahassee north up into southwest Georgia. You've got a heat advisory in southeast Georgia tonight, over towards Savannah, over towards Charleston, South Carolina, for 100 possible degree temperatures all through that swath from that area I just talked about, from the Gulf of Mexico all the way over to Myrtle Beach and Charleston. And that's warm for this time of the year. That's warm. By the way, it's warming up the Gulf waters, which is indication that if we have any type of storm that forms in the Gulf, I'm telling you, it's going to be a humdinger with these warm temperatures. Now, taking a look at the threat that's in the Central Plains, Oklahoma, tonight, you've got rain in southwest Oklahoma. You've got flash flood watches and warnings. You've got severe thunderstorm watches up for the western part of Oklahoma. Also, towards the central part, towards Oklahoma City again. You've got flood warnings in Kansas, central Kansas, southwestern Kansas, and all the way up through northeastern Kansas, up to Kansas City, and into the western section of Missouri, and the southwestern section of Iowa, and the southeastern section of Nebraska. You've got severe thunderstorm watches, you've got flood watches, you've got flood warnings, you've got rain going on a little further up the line. You have rain right now in the northern part of Nebraska. You've got rain in South Dakota. You've got flood warnings in South Dakota right now. Rapid City, where it was snowing the other night, the snow melted, now it's raining. Imagine that. Here come the rivers again, right, with the rivers and creeks overflowing. Then southeastern Wyoming, you've got rain there. You've got rain across the central and northern part of Wyoming. However, in the northwestern, in the northwestern corner of Wyoming, in the higher elevations, like Yosemite National Park, you have a winter storm warning because it's still snowing above 5,500 feet up there, and they've had a couple of feet, and it's still snowing. So there you go. Chains will be the rule of thumb if you're going that way, trying to take the shortcut to get up into Montana somewhere. But coming up in out of, looks like out of Fort Collins, up over the 7,000-foot mark that you got to come over that one peak, you got snow there. You've got winter driving there tonight. High winds elsewhere across the western part of Colorado, eastern part of Utah, northeastern and central part of Arizona tonight. High winds. A fire threat advisory along I-10 from the Arizona, New Mexico line all the way to El Paso and a little bit east of El Paso. And it's just a mess, a real mess. And then out west in California, not to be outdone, it's still snowing in the mountains of California, about 5,500 feet. And believe me when I tell you, it's getting old fast out there because people still got to carry chains because they got the chain law in effect just for good measure up there in the San Bernardino Mountains, about 5,500 feet. And the higher you go, the more it's snowing. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I hope you're having a respectful Memorial Day where you're at today.
Indeed so. Thank you.
Now, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, you know, any person, any uniform personnel, and I would even say CIA, that has fallen before us, they all have a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been lots of books written about certainly those of World War II and whatnot, Vietnam, and the war that we're in now. And some of these stories are just absolutely remarkable, and they need to be known and remembered and blessed, as, and so do their families.
Did you see the concert last night on the from Washington, D.C.?
I did not.
I mean to tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the house when they did the stories of the World War II veteran, the Ranger, and the story behind him, 90-some-odd years old, and the Vietnam veterans that were buddies that lost track of each other and what they went through. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I
true
did
stories.
It, mm-hmm. it did. Yeah, it did get some good play yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, the concert, this is something, and again, families should do this together. We used to go, we had concerts in our small towns that we lived in all around upstate New York. I don't even know that they're doing it anymore in very many places. I think Venice had one. That's the only one I know of really in the local area that I was actually told about. I wasn't told about anything else, though. Did you know about anything up there?
No, but I wasn't really connected to media yesterday either.
Okay. But anyway, it is a very solemn day. It is a very respectful day. And all that we ask is people remember that some gave all and all gave some. And we honor the ones that gave all that are no longer with us. And that's what we do on this day. And at 3 p.m. this afternoon, it's a national minute of silence. We're supposed to all stop what we're doing and respectfully just be quiet and think whatever thoughts we want to think and honor those that have been killed in all the wars that we've been involved in. And God knows there's going to be more. It's not like wars are going to end tomorrow. It'll never happen.
True enough.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. Now, we are definitely going to be talking about some stuff because I'm going to tease this. We don't have enough time to get into it. But apparently the parties on the right side of the aisle won in the European Union elections in France, in the United Kingdom, and in Italy. They gained a lot of seats. And here comes the music, so hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about that because that could affect a lot of things going on. And then, did you hear what Liz Cheney had to say yesterday on one of the Talking Head shows? Wow. And then I got some information about Joe Biden that Breitbart came out with that'll blow you away. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.